Lanza Radio Network, Pasadena Kappa Sound.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Streaming live 24-7 at LanzaRadioNetwork.org.
Greetings, world. I'm Dan U.S. Welcome to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. Coming up this afternoon, we join the game between the Blaze and Fury already in progress. But first, a quick check of the scoreboard. You're listening to Lanza Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live at www.lanzaradionetwork.org. And now to the scoreboard. The Attack and the Extreme are tied at 8, going into the bottom of the second inning. The Rugrats lead the Ninja Turtles 15-8 in the bottom of the 12th. And Indigo Rush leads the Furbies 15-0. Now, without further ado, we join Bagman and Mr. Smooth for Baseball in Whatever Time Zone.
Thank you, Daniel, as always, and welcome, whether you're listening to us from the abandoned U building on PCC's campus or from in a 1980s Ford Pinto. We welcome you to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. I'm Bagman. Dave Rogers not with us tonight, and so Mr. Smooth, who is my voice twin, I call my voice twin, we sound similar, is going to join me tonight. Mr. Smooth, thanks for coming.
Well, thank you for having me, Dave. This is going to be very exciting. Now, Dave's away covering the Internet Squash League, is that right?
Yes, he's covering the Internet Squash League, a league in, I don't know where it is, it's in the Internet. This has nothing to do with the gambling incident of last week, it's simply he just is away on business.
Like Michael Jordan?
So, we're moving on to the bottom of the eighth inning here.
Wow, we missed a lot of stuff, didn't we?
Well, I mean, you only have 30 minutes of airtime. You can't fit everything into half an hour.
Unless you did a league where it's only 30 minutes.
Right, if you find one, I'll do it, but we don't have that time. So we're in the bottom of the eighth inning, 2-2 between the Blaze and the Fury here. The purple attack versus the teal monsters, so to speak. And, yeah, that's where we are.
Right. I have no idea what's going on here.
I beg your pardon?
I don't know the game, man. This is my first time.
Wait a minute. For eight innings or seven and a half innings, you haven't known what's going on?
No, I have no idea what's going on.
Okay, well, the object is to go around the bases and...
No. That's too much. Start the beginning.
Okay. Well, in the late 1800s, Abner Doubleday...
No, that's too far back.
Okay. Babe Ruth...
No. I mean, the rules.
Oh, the rules. Oh. Well... basically, you try to hit the ball, don't let them catch it, and make sure you read all the ingredients on supplement bottles.
Seems good.
All right, let's move on to the game. First batter up this inning. Let's see, where is it?
You better be organized. We've been here eight innings.
The batter, is Mike Kroc. Mike Kroc, the batter. The right-hander stands in and fouls the first pitch back, and the count is 0-1. So this crowd, a sellout crowd of 1,500.
Are you putting 100 on because it's only 1,500 people?
Pardon?
I mean, 1,500 people.
Right, but it's still a sellout.
Yeah, but it's only 1,500 people. More people came to my high school graduation.
I understand that, but we gotta paint the numbers here. Here's the next pitch to him, and a ground ball to second. Picking it up is Seconds, the second baseman. He throws to first, and there's one out.
Wait, I thought what was at second?
No, that was a different game.
Oh.
Okay. All right, so that's one out here, and the next batter is...
You really have to get your notes organized, man. I mean, you're sitting here fumbling. We've been here seven and a half innings. You're still like, oh, let me look at my notes.
You have anything else to add to the broadcast that doesn't involve my incompetence?
That guy just got out. I know that.
You're learning. Congratulations. The next batter up right now is Instant Replay. He's supposed to be hitting fifth, but he's up next. I don't know why.
Wasn't he in the last game?
No, it was the Instant Replay function was in a couple games ago, but not Instant Replay, the batter. And the first pitch, Instant Replay, and he grounds that foul up the right side, and the count is 0-1. Instant Replay, named, of course, after the function of Instant Replay. He was born during the advancement of Instant Replay. That's why he got his name.
Okay. I mean, he was born during the Internet. Why didn't they name him the Internet?
That's an excellent question. I'll have to ask his parents. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And a fly ball foul on the left side, the count 0-2. So we're here from the beautiful stadium here, Grass Field. A bit of an ironical name, is it not?
Well, this is a grass field.
That's true. With the infield dirt paths, like a good artificial turf here. It's artificial grass here, as it should be.
As it should be.
And the next pitch is a fly ball into left field. Coming over and making the catch is the left fielder, and quickly, there are two outs. So, Mr. Smith, I hope you're following along here. Thanks for joining us again. Baseball in whatever time zone. We're live here from Grassfield. The Blaze and the Fury tied at 2 in the bottom of the 8th inning.
Yeah, that's where we are.
That's where we are. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
You're welcome. I just want to deliver something to the broadcast.
Anything else?
Well, you got to hit the ball to score runs.
Right, unless the ball hits you.
That is so deep, I don't even know what to do with that.
The next batter is a public file. Public file the batter, and the count is 0-0 because he hasn't had anyone pitch to him yet. The first pitch to him is a base hit into left field. So on with 2 outs is public file. Right-hander again from Houston, Texas.
Does Houston, Texas just like have a whole bunch of baseball players or something? Because every other batter, every time you're up here, you're like, Houston, Texas. I've been listening to this. And if Dave is listening, then I hope he is too. But yeah, they're instant replay.
I'm sorry, you're confused. He was a couple batters ago.
You're right. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You should probably put down that coffee.
You're right, man. I mean, 8.5 innings, I didn't know what was going on, so I just drank coffee.
Wait a minute, you've been drinking coffee for 8.5 innings? No, it's 7.5 innings. You have so much coffee, you don't even know what inning it is.
Well, I don't know for sure. Someone help me.
Oh, boy. Can we get him some attention? Giles, someone back there, please. This man needs his coffee.
No, I don't need any more coffee.
You're right, I don't need any more coffee. You got me confused.
What inning is it? Where am I?
All right, we got it. Jim Bones is the batter now. Jim Bones, the count is 2-0 to the Bone Man.
And he actually resembles a skeleton.
He is a skeleton.
Wow. Well, not much you can say on that.
Now, I'm at a loss for words. There's a skeleton at the plate. The 2-0 pitch is taken up high, ball 3.
Well, it must be good for, like, HDH testing or something.
I cannot believe you went there. You know that much about baseball, do you?
Well, I mean, I read the news. That's all I get. That and cycling.
Well, you have a rosy view of sports, don't you? Here's the 3-0 pitch. And a ground ball foul to the right side. Again, a beautiful afternoon here. The sun is out, which Dave would be very proud of if Dave was here.
Yeah, where is Dave?
I told you he's covering the Internet Squash League. Or you told me he's covering the Internet Squash League.
Yeah, that's right. He's coming to Internet Squash League. Some kind of gaming something or another.
Right. Internet gaming, something like that.
It just got really quiet for some reason. It was awkward.
You made it awkward. I'm not making anything awkward. You're making it awkward. And the next pitch, up high, ball 4, and the skeleton's on at first base.
You call him the skeleton?
Well, he is a skeleton.
True. You're making things really awkward with that pause.
It's a dramatic pause, okay? Listen. It's one of those baseball... Just because you don't know about baseball doesn't mean that you need to... Oh, there's a double in the left field. And coming around to score is going to be... Whoever was at first base? I don't even know who it was.
Was it what?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. That's a different game, Smooth. Different game from a long time ago. It wasn't what? I don't know who scored. The point is...
Wait a minute. A guy just scored and you're sitting there fussing at me?
The Fury lead the Blaze 3-2 now.
Yes?
The point is, I cannot spend half an hour or 3 hours of this telecast just sitting here yabbering away because you want someone to talk about something. There's a crowd here. There's an organ here. You gotta make everyone feel like they're part of the broadcast.
Right, so you just talk for 3 hours.
No, I don't talk. I don't know what to do. You're not listening to me. The batter now is William Williams.
Was he named by the Department of Redundancy?
All right, now that is unnecessary. Apologize.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Come on. Come on, Smooth. So where are the batter? I don't even know where the runners are.
The runners on base, I know that. I got that far.
Right. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Where are they?
I think he's at first and third.
On a double?
You're right, something's wrong.
Anyway, whatever, there are 2 runners on base, there are 2 outs, and the batter is William Williams, who hits a fly ball to right field and makes the catch, and that is the inning. So we move to the top of the 9th inning. The Fury lead the Blaze 3-2.
Baseball in whatever time zone returns.
Thank you. Wow, that was fast. No commercials. Take that, America. We welcome back to Baseball in whatever time zone. I'm Bagman. He is Mr. Smooth.
Yeah, I am.
All right, this was a mistake. You know nothing about baseball. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry I brought you here. I'm just sorry that you haven't added anything to the broadcast except mocking someone's last name and telling us that they're runners on base.
Well, I mean, I did something.
You did do something. The next batter is a Colorado instructor. Colorado instructor, the right-hander.
Is he from Colorado?
No, he's from Kansas.
Okay, just asking. I mean, it would seem logical he's from Colorado.
It would. Indiana Jones wasn't from Indiana either.
Wasn't he?
I don't know. Ask him.
Yeah, I do have his phone number. I should call him after the break.
You should. So we move now to the top of the ninth inning. The Blaze up to bat here, and the first pick, excuse me.
You okay? Why am I talking to myself? That was weird.
Ah, I'm okay. Thank you, Bagman. I'm okay. Colorado instructor is the batter, and he just got walked.
Man, those are some fast pitches, because we talked, and he's at first base.
Well, that's what happens. The next batter is Johnny Johnson, a fan favorite.
Johnny Johnson, he related to William Williams?
Really? Really? Really?
Listen, I mean, if I don't know anything about baseball, I'm just going to have fun with this, man. We got Johnson Johnson, William Williams. Johnson Johnson, doesn't he do the baby products?
Why don't you just leave and go to Comedy Central and replace Jon Stewart at this point?
I thought someone's already there.
Never stopped anyone. Leno.
Hey, now you're making jokes.
Okay, all right, fine.
Oh, so I can't make jokes, but you can? No, I can. Yeah, that's what you said. Whatever you said, that's the correct thing.
What if I said the wrong thing?
Well, then.
Can we get back to the game?
Yeah.
Do you know what the score is?
It's 3-2 Fury.
Thank you. Anything else you want to add to the broadcast?
It's not nighttime.
Thank you. Wonderful advice. All right, so at the plate now.
Like a feeding plate?
No, like the base, like home plate, not a feeding plate. Get out of here. The batter now is 15 cents. 15 cents the batter.
I'm not even going to ask.
Please don't. The first pitch to 15 cents. A ground ball over to second. Stepping on it is the second baseman who throws to first, and just like that, there are two outs. So a nice double play there by the Fury. And the Blaze down to their last out here in the top of the ninth.
Wait a minute, this would end the game, wouldn't it?
You're right, this would end the game.
Well, hello. Oh my, he just hit a home run.
He did hit a home run. That was fantastic. Who was that?
His list here is some guy.
Well, some guy just hit a home run.
That is incredible.
So we have a tied game now on an absolutely incredible home run by a pinch hitter who's not even listed on the roster.
I think he's another fan who was on the field, Daniel.
Daniel, who's... Daniel, he's in the studio. I'm Bagman, not Daniel.
All right, fine. Sorry.
And anyway, then a ground ball to end the inning. Wow, so Bob Speech is out. Was he up before?
I can't remember. Maybe he switched teams. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm asking the wrong person. Daniel, thank you. We'll be back here on Baseball in Whatever Time Zone with the bottom of the ninth. Take it away, Daniel. I'm Daniel West back here in the studio after 9 innings of play, 8.5 innings of play. The score, the Fury 3 and the Blaze 2. All right, time for our question of the week. Who played in the 1990 World Series? We'll get you that answer and send you back out to the game when we return. You're listening to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone, live on Lancer Radio Network, streaming live at www.lancerradionetwork.org. Again, we'll be right back here on Baseball in Whatever Time Zone on lancerradionetwork.org. If you want to follow this show or any others, go to facebook.com/lancerradio for more information and twitter.com/lancerradionet.
Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.
The Career Center is not just a place, but a team of caring people. Our mission is to assist you in finding the work that you love and were meant to do. From finding a part-time job in order to support yourself while you're in school, to finding an internship, or finding the major or career that is just right for you. We are here to help you clarify your dream, plan the steps, and learn the skills that will make it come true. For more information, check us out on the web at www.pasadena.edu. Then select Student Services, then Career and Jobs, or visit us in the L103 building. Our hours are 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Thursday, and 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday. We have a lot of resources to guide you on your journey, as well as many job opportunities. Stop by anytime. You are always welcome.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
I'm majoring in political economics, and I'm here at PCC because I actually graduated young at about 16, and I just wanted a good transition school into a university where I could still work and it would be inexpensive.
Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Kappa Sound.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Streaming live 24/7 at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Whatever time zone, I am Daniel West. Before we get you back out to Bagman and Mr. Smooth this week, we have the answer to our question of the week. You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, streaming live at www.lancerradionetwork.org. Now, before the break, the question was, who played in the 1990 World Series? The correct answer, the Cincinnati Reds and the Oakland A's. Congratulations to Jeffrey in Bel Air for the correct answer. He'll receive a prize pack when we actually get around to creating one. And now back out to the stadium, we'll rejoin in the bottom of the ninth inning alongside Mr. Smooth, who's filling in for Dave. Here's Bagman.
Thank you, humans. We move now to the bottom of the, what inning is it here? It's the ninth inning. Are you listening to the game? The man just came over and said, this is the bottom of the ninth inning, blah, blah, blah. He didn't quite sound like that. What is that? Excuse me for a moment.
Really? You're answering your phone?
Hello? Hey, Bagman's Dave. He's outside.
Dave's outside? Did he just call you?
Yeah, he just called me.
One moment, America.
Really? You thought the squash league, huh? The squash league? You thought I was in the squash league? Come on, okay, just tell him I was banned for the gambling thing last week.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Rogers was in fact banned for gambling over last week's trivia question.
I'm sorry.
You're welcome. Have you learned your lesson?
Yes.
Are you going to gamble again?
No, sir. Wait, unless you pay me more than 2 cents.
Dave.
No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not going to gamble again.
Thank you, Mr. Smooth. I think he learned his lesson.
You're right. Wait, hold on a minute. Before I go, you were the one who started the bet, right?
Yes.
How come you're not in trouble?
5 words. Lead, play-by-play, commentator.
Careful.
All right, so that was Mr. Smooth. Welcome back to the show. I'm Bagman. He's Dave Rogers. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning.
That's right. Wait, lead play-by-play commentator is 4 or 5 words.
Dave, stay focused.
All right, sure. Sure thing.
All right, so we move down to the bottom of the ninth inning, the last dregs of this game, and the first batter up is Huey News. Huey News, the batter, the right-hander. And he takes the first pitch. No, he doesn't. He smacks it into right field for a base hit. So on is that man with no outs here in the bottom of the ninth. If they score, the Fury win the game.
I was going to say, who's they? I mean, they as in that was their actual name, like they.
Have you ever heard of a team named they?
Well, there is almost a team called the Flamingos, and there is a team called the Avalanche, so.
Oh, Why are you dissing the Avalanche? They're worse names than that. Texans.
Hey.
I mean, where else? What else are you if you're from Texas?
An Iowan?
Exactly, Dave. You're right. It's an Iowan. An Iowan?
That's what you call someone from Iowa.
Is it?
I don't know. I'll ask someone from Iowa.
Do you know someone from Iowa?
No, I'm going to find someone and ask them.
Okay. Why didn't you ask when we were in Iowa City?
That's an excellent point, because I didn't think. What do you call yourselves?
Okay, fair point. Oh, boy. Welcome back, Dave.
You don't seem thrilled.
The next batter is C.J. Jones. I think C.J. Jones is up again. Was he up earlier?
I don't know. We lost our scorecard. Q took it with him.
Q?
That's what I call him, because he was queuing people.
Who, Mr. Smooth?
Yeah, I called him Q.
Q?
Yeah, it's a long story. Yeah, he took it.
Oh, so we don't know who was up last time?
No, but I do know that this guy just got out.
Yeah, he got out. So C.J. Jones is out. There's one out and a runner at first base, is it?
I think so, unless they've made five bases.
Well, he'd still be at first base.
If there are five?
If there are five bases, he'd still be at the first base.
No.
Yes, if he was at first base.
Right, but if there's six bases.
And he's at the first base, he's at first base.
I guess you have a point.
The next batter is Rap Wall. Rap Wall, the batter. And he takes the first pitch upstairs, ball one. So we're in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Blaze and the Fury here. The purple pinstripe power against the teal monsters in this recreation of the 90s baseball league. Everything is artificial grass.
And there are a bunch of expansion teams popping up everywhere.
In fact, that is very true, Dave. A lot of expansion teams popping up wearing odd colors.
Yep, that's what it is.
Thank you. Are you trying to be Mr. Smooth here, just giving odd commentary?
No, I'm being myself.
Okay, cool thing. So the batter, who is the batter?
You just said his name was Rap Wall.
Rap Wall is the batter. Rap Wall pops it up left side of the infield, and coming over and making the catch is the shortstop, so two outs.
Now things really get interesting, Bagman, because with two outs, one more out, and it ends in a tie game.
Right, no extra innings in this league, only ties.
That is the most absurd thing I've ever heard. Who would do that? Who would go for ties? What people in their right mind would...
Soccer.
You do have an argument, man. You do have an argument.
So the next batter here is Egypt.
Is he like an artist or something?
What do you mean, is he an artist?
His name is just Egypt.
Right. His parents named him Egypt.
Like they named yours Bagman?
Like my parents named me Bagman, not theirs.
Yeah, but you were their son.
Right. And they did... No, Bagman was not my given name.
What was your given name?
My given name was... Oh, there's a ground ball to first base, through into the right side, and running over to third base is the guy on third.
You have to remember their names, Bagman. You can't be like that dude over there.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't remember his name. He's at third base. So the winning runs at third base, the RBI by Egypt.
That wasn't an RBI. No one scored. That means run batted in, not guy hit over to third.
That's true. But still. No, you're right. That's not an RBI. My apologies. Okay, so we have a runner on at first and a runner on at third. Two outs, and the batter is the GOAT.
I have a good feeling about this.
Yeah, I do. So the GOAT up here, and the GOAT's gonna take a moment here and collect his thoughts.
Like, literally, they fell out?
No, like he's... No, he didn't. Do you see thoughts lying all over the infield grass?
No, but they might be invisible.
The point is, my name was... My given name is not Bagman. It's something else.
Wait, your given name is not Bagman?
That's right. It's not Bagman.
How do you spell that?
N-O-T-B-A-G-M-A-N.
Well, it literally is not Bagman.
Yeah, it's not Bagman.
But you changed it.
Yeah, I want to be rebellious. No, I'm kidding. It's a long story. So now stepping in is the GOAT with a chance to win the game.
You know how this ends, Dick. You know how this ends.
He takes the first pitch upstairs for a ball. The count is 1-0.
I don't like the way this looks, man. He's shaking in there.
He can do it. He can do it.
Why did you get so quiet?
It's an anticipation moment. It's what you do in sports. Something big's about to happen, you get quiet.
Oh, I see what you mean. There's power in that.
You're right. You're right, Dave. There is power in that. The 1-0 pitch to him. Fly ball.
Uh-oh.
Center field. Coming over and making the catch as a center fielder, and that's the game.
You knew his name was the Goat Bag, man. How was that going to end?
Well, you're right. So that'll do it. The final score, the Blaze 3 and the Fury 3. That was a fantastic game, Dave.
That was a fantastic game. Do you think we can interview anyone?
No, we're just going to sit here and analyze ad nauseum.
Sounds like fun to me.
All right, so this game went to the ninth inning.
Yes, it did.
And it's a tie game.
Yeah, why is it a tie game again?
Because you can.
Right, but you can also break the tie. You could do that.
That's true, you could do that.
But it's not as much fun as having a tie, because then both teams feel like they won.
No, that's not how it works.
Moral victories. Well, since we can't get a player, I'll be a player, and you'll be the interview guy.
I have a terrible feeling about this.
All right, well, go on with it, because we got airtime together.
Right, we bought 30 minutes. We're going to use these 30 minutes. All right, now with our player of the game.
Just give me a fake name.
Now with our player of the game, Dave Rogers.
Yeah, I said a fake name. Oh, very funny. Very funny.
Anyway, I'm kidding. Down with Bagman.
What?
Excuse me, down with Dave.
Bagman, you're talking to yourself again. You need some help? You're sitting there, Bagman.
But you called him Daniel earlier.
That's true. No, I didn't. It was Smooth who called him Daniel. Bagman, what is wrong with you? Are you okay?
I had too much coffee.
Oh.
I mean, we went to Rain City, had to thaw. Yeah, interview.
All right. Hi, I am the player of the game.
All right, player of the game. Take us through what happened out there.
Well, we played hard. We gave it 110%, and at the end of the day, we didn't lose.
Solid. Can you tell us about your strategy?
Well, we tried to score more runs than they did, and we ended up getting the same amount.
As we move on through the season, is this a moral victory?
Well, there are no moral victories, but at the end of the day, we did give 110%.
All right, we get it. You gave 110%. Wonderful. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, our player of the game, whose name is...
It's player of the game. That's what I came up with.
Our player of the game, who is player of the game. Wow, Captain Obvious must have just completely written whatever happened here today.
You don't have writers. What are you talking about?
No, I just had a horrible thought that we're characters, a part of someone's imagination.
That would be hideous.
That would be.
We wouldn't be real. It's too terrible to think about. Anyway, wrap it up.
All right. What do you tell me to wrap it up? I can do it when I want to. Okay. That's the final score. The Blaze and the Fury tied up at 3 here in the old 90s baseball league. Thanks for listening. Wherever you were, whether you're in that seedy place.
That seedy place?
Right, that...
Bagman, you have something we don't?
No, I'm just saying. All right, Bagman, thank you. Send it back to Daniel in the studios.
Thank you, guys. I'm Daniel West. This has been Baseball in Whatever Time Zone here on Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live at www.lanceradionetwork.org. Be sure to tune in next time when we discover where Dave got his name. And coming up at 2 o'clock here on Lancer Radio Network, it's New Jazz City with Gus Yeakling. Special thanks to today's show contributors, Carmilla Lim, Josh Brote, and Joseph Weissmiller, for giving some suggestions that made it into the show today. And as always, thank you to our fantastic board operator, Mike Gary. For Bagman, Dave Rogers, and Mr. Smooth, I'm Daniel West. Again, this has been Baseball in Whatever Time Zone on Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live at www.lanceradionetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.